Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this hadith is about the etiquette and way of accepting a wedding invitation. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said the following: when you are invited to weddings, take your time in attending. Things that say you're invited to a wedding invitation, you get a wedding invitation. And it's interesting to note that in another tradition, the Prophet said, if you're ever invited to a wedding banquet, make sure that you accept. So on one hand, we have been recommended to accept the wedding invitation. On the other hand, however, the Prophet says, when you want to go to the wedding, right, take your time in going there. I mean, it's not necessary for you to go there at the beginning and sit there throughout the whole celebration and ceremony, right? Why? The Prophet said, because for they incite remembrance of this world's pleasures. You know, usually weddings are, you know, festive and, you know, people dance, and sometimes there's also, God forbid, sometimes there's a lot of times there's some forbidden and prohibited activities going on. We're not talking about that. In those situations, you shouldn't attend at all. We're talking about normal weddings in which nothing prohibited Islamically is going on. There's no mixed gathering involved. There's no other kind of, God forbid, there's no, you know, consumption of alcoholic beverages or something like that. But it's just a normal wedding invitation. Nevertheless, it encourages and incites the heart to the remembrance of the world and leads to the forgetfulness of God. So, although you should accept, you should take your time in going there. Conversely, in the second part of the hadith, the Prophet said the following: when you are invited to funerals, hasten to attend. As you're invited to a funeral, somebody has passed away, make sure that you go there on time, get there early, because remembrance of death, remembrance of the hereafter, of the akhirat, right? These are good, you know, they lead to taqwa, they lead to piety, and therefore it's good to go there and stay there as much as possible. The Prophet said, hasten to attend, meaning these funerals, for they incite remembrance of the hereafter. فَإِنَّهَا تَذَكُّرٌ فَإِنَّهَا تَذَكُّرُ الْآخِرَةِ. Verily, they are remembrance of the hereafter. And remembrance of the hereafter is something good, and the more we remember hereafter, the better it is. So therefore we should go there and stay there as much as possible. And also why we have been encouraged to go and visit the graveyards, because it reminds us of death, it reminds us of the hereafter, of the impermanence of this world, and the fleeting nature of this world, and it helps us, in preparation of our journey towards the hereafter and the akhirat, and leads us to adopt piety and taqwa in the life of this world. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the etiquettes of accepting wedding invitations, and conversely also the etiquettes of accepting the invitations to funerals in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, we bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد